How did it feel to get into your first NFL game yesterday?
Oh, it was definitely a great feeling to, you know, go out there and be able to contribute, you know, out there on special teams. Wish the game would have turned out differently, but, you know, it's definitely a start. We got to look at the things that we didn't do as well that we need to do and prepare for next week.
When you're back there returning kicks, you don't have more than a split second to determine. What are you looking for to decide yes or no on return?
Basically, just the flight of the ball. You know, if it's a high ball, high hanger, and it's making me take a step back, then you know you can't take it out of the end zone. At the same time, if it's a line drive ball that takes you back and you take a step back, you know you can't take it out of the end zone either. So basically, you know, you're looking for that one short ball that's you know, that doesn't hang as much, and you know it's what Coach Matt calls a home run ball.
For you, getting into the game was nice. Carrying the ball one of these games is going to be even better, I would think.
Yeah, that's definitely something to look forward to. You know, I just got to keep on working and make sure that I'm ready when my opportunity presents itself.
Next week, when you go out there, you've played in the game. Does it affect at all the way you practice, the way you get ready for games?
Never. You know, I practice the same every week. I got going to each week with the same intensity and the same attitude. You know, I'm just go out there, try to get better every day, and try to prepare myself, you know, for every opportunity I get in the game.
You know the 49ers about as well as anybody. You and Ricky Jean played there. What do you expect from them come Sunday?
It's going to be a physical game. You know, those guys like to run the ball and get movement. And Frank Gore is a real good threat. Kaepernick is a good threat. Vernon. So, I mean, they have a lot of weapons out there. So it's going to be a challenge for us as a defense.
Vernon Davis, what makes him as good as he is?
I think he's a complete tight end. I've been out there and I've seen him grow. Where he was just a you know vertical threat, now he can block. You know, he's one of the best blocking tight ends also, and he carried on his attitude, his work ethic made him the player he is.
You had a little taste of what you're going to see from Kaepernick from prior the other day. Tannehill, not the same, but for Kaepernick, he's pretty good at all phases.
Yeah, he is. I think he showed that against Green Bay that he wasn't just a runner threat. You know, he's got a great arm, so. Like I said, it's going to be a challenge to us. We're going to have to be real disciplined in sound football.
You played at Candlestick Park for a couple of years, the last season for it, the last time the Colts will be out there. Anything special about that stadium for you?
There's a lot of history in that stadium as a whole. You know, they've won a lot of Super Bowls out there in that bay. But I like the feeling out there. I like the grass. I had always had good grass out there that I like. So, you know, a stadium that's been around that long, you know, hate to see it go. But I know this guy's excited to get a new stadium, too.
You can pass some things on to the guys here about what to expect from their offense, obviously.
Yeah, like I said, all those guys were out there. They was young when I got out there. And it's funny, like, to see, like, Ricky also, you know, those guys came in to grow and coming to their own. And got a couple of all-pros out there on the offensive line now. So, like I said, it's going to be physical. We're going to have to come out, bring our lunch pails, and play disciplined football.